All right, you may be seated. Two things. I'm going to teach health on the cover. I won't teach it publicly. I'll teach it to privately to people who want it. I'm organizing the classes now. That's where I'm going to do that. I have to teach it because the Lord have given it to me as part of 3 John 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper, number one, and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So it's a kingdom mandate for the body of Christ, but everybody not ready for it. You can see this, look. That's because of health, teaching on health. See all them empty seats? That's because of teaching on health. That's because of teaching the truth. Isn't that something? I wasn't cussing. I was teaching them how to. I was teaching them how to live 120. Now I have another assignment, George, that the Lord gave me. I was flying into Maryland, into Washington, and about 20 minutes before I land, I heard the Spirit of the Lord. You see, you're flying in a millionaire atmosphere when you're flying in a paid-for jet, and it's a millionaire environment. And the Lord says, I thought he said, I want you to make 100 millionaires. But it ended up, he wanted me to train 300 people to step in the millionaire, not the millionaire status, to become millionaire. Gonna be 300. One of the secrets I want to reveal with you this morning, what it is purpose. See, you got to grasp that purpose. Why God want Christian millionaire? Purpose. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. You need money to destroy the work of the devil. I'm going to train 300 people. Perfect. I'm talking about literally become $1 million in their account and all that bill paid.
I received that. What?
That's easily done.
Come on, Dad.
See, the second one is I was talking to a young lady. I was explaining to her this scenario, and this is the next question, Marvin. This is the next question going to come up. I don't know how. That's the next question will come up. I don't know how. That's the man way you become a millionaire. Not knowing how. Everybody said not knowing how. Now I can hear y'all minds. Y'all come off the farm. I can hear y'all mind. Y'all mind say, what? Stop that mind. I can hear your mind. Well, I don't know what I mean. You won't say it out, but it's right there. It's running through your mind. It's very easy. It's very easy. Why? Because there's a vacancy that the Father wants to fulfill the Abrahamic anointing. I don't guess I'm going to lose some more because of this, huh? What Word of Life doing now is building and shaking. Some needed to be shook. The Bible, there's a book I read called Necessary Ending. look at that book by a man named McLeod, Necessary Ending. There's some ending that is necessary. I know that, so you don't get a rob by the ending. But I'll be talking about it but those two things, purpose, once you learn the purpose of money, and once money can't control you, you're ready for millionaire status. And then the second thing is knowing not how. No, not how. I'll give you a little key in Mark 4, I think 26. The man sowed the seed, went to bed, went to sleep, got up, the seed was springing up, and he knows not how. When Mary was going to be impregnated, the angel told her, and she said, how? See, when Jesus explained to Nicodemus about the new birth, Nicodemus said, real smart businessman. He said, how can these things be? See, the how has to be left alone.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're just going to obey, because all your cousins are going to come up. You think about how all your cousin, your mama, your nene, your grandparent, they all lived a certain level of life. And the church haven't seen. Y'all listen to me?
Yes, sir.
The church haven't seen the millionaires. Another secret of being a millionaire is you never go after money. You never have to go after it. It comes after you. You begin to magnetize wealth. You become a wealth magnet. You begin to draw wealth to you. Wealth begin to look for you. And so it's on purpose. God is making a deposit in you that you may be able to be available to him for what he wants done in his realm. Are you following me? Now, you know, I go with 300 in this church, just 300 members. I'm going to preach what God tells me to preach. See, but I tell you what, they'll be healthy and wealthy and happy. Yeah, I'd rather have people who want to go than have a big crowd jump around. See, I'm teaching you on wisdom now. And I'm going to talk about how to stay in the rhythm of wisdom this morning. There's a rhythm that the God kind of wisdom has. And you don't want to wait till you need wisdom to ask for it. You don't want to wait till the test and the trial then ask God for wisdom. You ask God for wisdom every day. So when the test and trial come, you know what to do. Are you following me? See, you stay wisdom conscious. As a wisdom consciousness. And you may make note, I'm going to touch it in the teaching. Wisdom is insight and foresight. It is insight and foresight. In other words, you see something you couldn't see normally. And you also see where you're going. See, wisdom is a hope container. It contains hope. It contains faith. It contains your destiny. It's in wisdom. All that's built up in wisdom. Wisdom is the mind of God being explained. See. Wisdom is what God thinking. Good God Almighty. I said wisdom. You heard that? Wisdom is what God thinking. How many of y'all want to know what God thinking? See, wisdom is what God thinking. And so I want to take you on a journey this morning and show you some things and show you how wisdom can set you free. The God kind of wisdom. Yeah, supernatural wisdom. Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Jesus said, will you go away also? He started talking about he was the bread of life. And said, man, that man, he ain't no bread. And they start going away. They start leaving. See, when the teaching gets thicker, and when you call off your little nest and say that you could do better than that, a lot of times people can't handle that. Just keep teaching me to plan where I am. No, that's not the way the gospel works. The gospel is good news. And the gospel is always, always, always in a promotion mode. Always. Always in a promotion mode. You had to be promoted. I remember in the days past when Mount Zion, that's where this church originated from, and the Lord started showing me more things, and we're in the deep south, and I started bringing those things to the table. Boy, listen, some of them country folk, they couldn't take that man. They couldn't handle it. It was just too much for them. And they just wanted me to stay normal. But I never, in 42 years, I never been normal. I never sat on a nest. See, my egg hatched by themselves. I don't have to stay on a nest. I want to encourage you to stick with it. No matter who you see leave, don't you leave with them. Stick with it. There's more to come. And sometime in the great plan of redemption, there's a certain amount of uneasiness. You'll get a little uneasy. You never heard something before, and it keep coming after you, and you know something missing. How many of y'all in here know something missing? According to what you read in the Bible. Come on now. According to what we read in the Bible about Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Job, Esther, we know there's more, right? Come on, talk with me. There's more. Well, you can't get there walking in the same tracks. See? How I broke out to become a million, multi-millionaire? How did I do it? How did I do it? It's sure not with church money. But I put myself in a certain position in the spirit to believe God and to understand God and to love God. And God said, I can trust him. Flying through the air, 40,000 feet in the air, going about right at 500 miles because we had a heavy headwind. We had to travel for 4 hours. I looked over at my oldest son. He was sitting beside me looking at a movie. And my other two sons was in the back sleeping. I woke them all up. I said, I'm going to make all y'all millionaires. And I'm not gonna give it to you. I'm going to show you what I did. I said, one of the things I did, I didn't sleep much. And I read all the time. See, I be reading, they be sleeping. So now they can't sleep no more. I'm going to wake them up. I got books they got to read. It's very easy to do, too. It's very easy. Yeah, it is. From 235, I'm 195 now. I want you to live a long time. Amen. That's on my mind. That's on my heart. My wife has lost a lot of weight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I receive. My daughter and son, they put over $20,000 in my hand over there on that paper, cash. $27,000. My goodness. I want to make sure we're on the same page this morning in the aspect of what I'm teaching. We talked about, I had some more notes from last Sunday, but I couldn't go back to it. There's so much in the Word of God, so much. And there's a place called wisdom that the enemy nor the world can do anything with. And so I want to, that's a $500 check. I want to deal with living in the rhythm of God's wisdom. It's a rhythm. It's a beat you're staying in. It's like your heartbeat. It keeps the blood moving. That's a $10,500 check. Yeah, you know what they got on there? Cash. That's almost $50,000 already. You make you nervous? No. Now, living in a rhythm of wisdom mean that you will never be whipped by nothing else in your life. You always, listen to me, you always will know what to do from God's standpoint or from a divine standpoint or from a supernatural standpoint, or from a spiritual standpoint, or from heaven standpoint, or from Jesus standpoint, or from the Holy Spirit standpoint, or from the Word of God standpoint, you'll know what to do. That's a solid case there, isn't it? And so, to make sure we stay on the same page before I let you be seated, I want to give you an insight on a normal definition of rhythm. It means, well, sit down because you're going to write. It means rhythm. I want to be sure we're on the same page before I start getting in the word. Rhythm means movement marked by regulated timings of event or steps that must be made in succession. My goodness. It means or any sequence of regular function or event made or death may occur. For example, the cardiac rhythm of the heartbeat. See, just like our heart supposed to beat to keep the blood pumping and keep us living, we need to have a beat of wisdom in our lives to keep us moving that nothing can stop us. Are you hearing me? Now, before we go to our text, I want to give you some biblical examples that you can have to relate to. Before we go to the text for this morning, I want to give you some biblical examples to relate to. Wisdom, say wisdom, is foundational. If you're not on a foundation of wisdom as a Christian, when the wind blow and the rain fall, you're going to cave in. And, my brothers and sisters, the wind is going to blow. And the rains are going to fall. And I'm talking about adversities of life. See, when you're built on wisdom, to understand wisdom, you're on a foundation that adversities cannot move. Man, y'all there. So we're talking about building a foundation under our life that no matter what comes, how many times it comes, it can't shake us. Matthew chapter 7. This is not our text, but this is what I want you to see. I want you to see something right quick. Matthew chapter 7, I believe, is verse 24 and 25. I just want you to look at it. The adversities of life cannot shake or move the foundation of wisdom. Powerful. Look at the 24th verse. Look at the 24th verse. I just want you to look. This is not my text. I'm going to just preach like the Lord let me preach. Therefore, whosoever hears these sayings of mine. So, wisdom is the information from God of how he would handle a situation. You heard that? Yes, it's how God handles. Therefore, whosoever hears these sayings, see, these sayings of mine are wisdom. Yes, and doeth them. Right. So wisdom is a two-sided coin, isn't it? It's hearing it and doing it. Yes, look what he said. I will liken unto him a wise man would build his house upon a rock. So wisdom is the divine rock that Jesus was talking about in Matthew 16. Upon this rock I'll build my church. It's the insight and foresight of the mind of God that you build your life on. You follow me? Now look at the next verse. Look at the verses. And the rain descended, and the flood came. Rain, flood, and wind blew and beat up on that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. Come on, church, amen. See, wisdom is that rock. That divine insight that you can't get no other place but from God and His Spirit. You are built by God when you were born again to be a carrier of His wisdom. You will never be tied up another day in your life, because you understand that this wisdom, this divine insight and foresight of the mind of God always keep you ahead of the game. You understanding that? Huh? Talk to me now. I'm looking at some of y'all. Talk to me. You got to be listening with the intent to do. That's the only way going to do you any good. You know, it's just, you're not at the flower shop here smelling roses. You had to place where revelation knowledge come to you and to strengthen your inner man and to strengthen your soul that you can function as a king and as a queen and as a priest and as sons and daughters of God. Amen? Religion won't handle it now. Tradition won't handle it. You have to have revelation and you have to know how to walk in it. You have a light shining to walk through all this darkness that is in the world today. Wisdom is God's top light. Wisdom is God's strongest light. It sees beyond every darkness. Are you following me? So you see, why you need to get in the rhythm of wisdom is you're building a foundation that can't be moved. You're going to have rain. You're going to have the wind going to blow. You're going to have adversity that come in your life. But if you understand wisdom, nothing can blow wisdom out. All right? So you need to understand that. That's the first thing I want you to understand. It's a divine heart. Wisdom is a divine heartbeat. Wisdom is when your heart beat in the same rhythm with God. Are you hearing me? It's a divine heartbeat. Say, it's a divine heartbeat. Everybody can have a divine heartbeat. But the church, the child of God, can live by a divine heartbeat. Everything flowing. My life flowing. My children's life flowing. My business flowing. Everything flowing with a divine heartbeat. My health flowing. All right? So now you can always go to that passage when things look like it's getting rough and know how to correct your course. That right? Did y'all get that? See, it's a foundation that can't fail, that won't fail you, no matter what's coming. All right? I also submitted to you, and I need to submit this to you, for you to become stronger. Don't wait till you need wisdom. Always ask for it. Put wisdom in the position that it can answer every accusation that the enemy bring against you, or everything that try to be used against you. Already be constantly, James 1, turn to James 1, not my text, but turn to James 1, constantly walking in wisdom. That when things get rough, you don't have to pray a special prayer for wisdom. Wisdom already there. Because of your pursuit of wisdom, you have become the wisdom of God. Wisdom become your identity. So your faith is going to be tried. But when the trying of faith comes, James 1 through 6, it says, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. So it may come sometime, you're operating in wisdom, but this curve will throw it at you, you might have to ask for it. But you always got to act in faith. Amen? So that's number two I'm sharing you before I get to the text, but the text is going to be real strong. James 1:1-6, you got that? Now, in Daniel chapter 5, verses 10 through 12, now the queen, by reason of the words of the king and his lord, came into the banquet house, and the queen spake and said, O king, live forever. Let not thy thought trouble thee, nor let thy countenance be changed. Go to the next verse. Why, what happened? There's a man in thy kingdom in whom is the spirit of the holy God. And in the days of thy father, light and understanding and wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods, was found in him, whom the king Nebuchadnezzar, thy father the king, I say thy father, made master of the magician. They couldn't touch him. Palm reader, witches, astrologer, Chaldean, and soothsayer. Go to the next verse. Ooh, Jesus. I remember in California 27 years ago, I preached this text. For as much as an excellent spirit and knowledge, woo-hoo, and understanding, interpreting of dream and showing of hard sensitiveness and dissolving of doubt was found in the same Daniel. Call him, he'll show you what to do. Look what's in him. Look what's in him. Look at the content of wisdom. Or excellent spirit. Knowledge. Understanding, interpreting of dream, showing of hard sensitive, dissolving doubts. Because of that, if you look at the sixth chapter, and you don't need to go there, he was promoted over everybody. I submit to you that excellent spirit is a spirit of wisdom. Are you hearing me? And you can't get it from no more than one place. That's the spirit of God out of God's word. Whatever you're dealing with this morning, you should be on top of it. Nothing should ever be on top of you. If you're functioning in the wisdom of God, nothing should never defeat you. Are you hearing me? All right, that's two. Demonstration of this wisdom. There's three, wasn't it? Three. The one about Daniel, the one about the wise man, and the one about James. Right? Turn your Bibles now to Proverbs. Oh, hallelujah. Chapter 4, verse 5. That's a powerful statement. If God say this, man, get wisdom. Get understanding. That means you don't automatically have it. You with me? Now, my many problems are about to be solved here this morning. Don't y'all look so sad. See, y'all looking for feeling. I'm teaching you some divine fact. Y'all been trained too much emotionally. I want, you know, the feeling's all right, but right now you need to know how to fight. Feeling never won nothing. Faith wins. Okay? You all got some things you got to deal with. You know you got some things you're dealing with. So you need to know what, how to deal with them with some divine facts. Are you following me? Things you can use in your life. You don't want to come here just to be coming. You drove a long way to get here. You had to get up and prepare yourself to come here. Come here and just get a little sandwich with the wrong meat on it. No, you need to understand it. Listen. Get wisdom. Nobody can get it for you. Get understanding. Forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Now he talk about wisdom. He call her. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her. Wisdom, and she'll keep you. Now look at verse 7. Look at verse 7. Look at verse 7. Look at verse 7. You see what it said? Verse 7. Now, if God says this, who am I to say something else? Look what he says about wisdom. Important. Read that verse with me. I'm going to tell you a secret word in those two verses. You know what the secret word? Get. They say it 5 or 6 times. That means everybody not going to get it. Only the one who pursue it going to get it. He keeps saying get. Look at the two verses. How many times get's in them two verses? Get. Keep telling us get it. You can't make it without it. All right, so he says, wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom when all, and with all I get in. Get understanding. Exalt her, and she shall what? And shall bring you well. When you do what? Embrace her. She, wisdom, shall give thee what? What else? Look what the 10th verse said. Say it. Read it. Read the 11th verse. Read the 12th verse. Woo! Read verse 13. Preaching itself, boy. I don't have to preach it. Preaching itself. You see all those powerful things it says about wisdom there? So it's important. Now listen to what the Spirit of God said to you on the basis of these facts. And I'll give you some intricate things about applying this. But here's what the Spirit of God says. May you be marked with God's wisdom in the marketplaces. And everywhere you go. In other words, when you go shopping, you walk down the aisle and you're marked with wisdom. Anything come up, you can handle it anywhere. You don't have to be in church to handle it. You don't have to be on your knees to handle it. You have built-in wisdom from God. Write that down. I have built-in wisdom from God. And then I want you to write next, I am the wisdom of God. I that's good, isn't it? I am. Say it.
I am the wisdom of God.
So don't be worried about it. Be shucking yourself because a little problem will come along. Somebody will turn their back on you. You got some family problem. Just stand up and dust yourself off and say, I am the wisdom of God. Say it. Y'all not saying it with no. I tell y'all, say something to y'all, and I catch y'all not saying it, I'm put y'all out. Because you're wasting my time. I ain't got no time to waste. All my time is precious. May you be marked with God's wisdom in the marketplaces and everywhere you go, carrying a torch of wisdom, touching all those around you. Living at the level of knowing, oh my man, oh my. Living at the level of knowing you cannot fail or fall for lack of strength. Wave your hand at me. See, wisdom keep you from failing. You should have fallen, but wisdom keep you from falling. Can you understand that? Do you receive that? I am the wisdom of God. My God in heaven. I say, my God in heaven. Hallelujah. Now, next thing the Lord said to you and to pronounce over you is, may wisdom, grace, and wisdom, glory keep you in God's presence. Understanding his power and promotion that is always yours. Oh, y'all are some enthused. Y'all, I'm teaching y'all some of the highest caliber of understanding you ever heard in your life. Maybe that's why y'all quiet. Y'all trying to get it. May wisdom, grace, listen at that. Wisdom, glory, keep you in God's presence. How many of y'all want to stay in God's presence? Understanding his power. You know what it means to understand God's power? All power. How many of y'all want to be promoted? Well, let me ask you another question. How many of y'all, listen to the question, now don't just throw your hand up. I'm trying to give you a little hint. How many of y'all want to be demoted? You got to be either one, promoted or demoted. See, because if you go to functioning in wisdom, promotion coming. Say it, promotion coming. Every person under the sound of my voice here and around the world, promotion comes to you today. See, you cannot teach wisdom. You cannot teach wisdom. You cannot have wisdom and stay in the same spot. Wisdom is always moving. Wisdom is always progressing. Come on, y'all. Yeah. Wisdom is always going to another dimension. You are designed by God when you came in his family for promotion every day. Sad to say, we have been conditioned by religion and the world system to be comfortable where we are. People who are comfortable where they are will never go nowhere else. And you belong to a nun standing still church, and you have a nun standing still apostle and pastor. That's why you were sent here. To keep moving. To keep receiving. To keep breaking the record. The record your family set for you, you keep breaking the record. You're going higher and higher and stronger and stronger and more blessed and more blessed every day. That's what God wants for you. You have to be reconditioned in your thinking. That's what God's doing for us. See? You haven't arrived where God wants you to be. That's what church is all about. That's why we gather. That's why he got fivefold ministry gifts. That's why he got gifts and give gift revelation to come to you and tell you, look, I'm going to push you a little higher. But you got to receive it. You got to believe it. You got to act upon it. God not through with you. All right, sit down. My goodness. You ready? When one understand the wisdom of Christ's cross and yield to his benefit properly, they will live in a lineup of victories that cannot be stopped by man or beast. See, when you understand the glory of the cross and the benefit of the blood and activate it in your life on a daily basis, no one can stop you from the next level. Say it, I'm going to another level. Every time you come in the presence of the man of God,
yes, sir,
and in the presence of the saint, yes, you get ready to go to another level.
Yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir.
It's a corporate anointing,
yes,
and a government anointing,
yes, sir,
that meets.
Yes, sir.
Come on, let me teach you now. It's a corporate. See, we are corporate anointing.
Yes, sir. Right, right, right.
We
right,
make
right,
an atmosphere, yes, and an environment,
yes, sir,
for God to function.
Right. Ha, ha. Oh, yes, sir.
You hear me?
Yes, sir.
And then God sent in a government anointing, which I am.
Yeah.
A government anointing with special coded message for you. That's why you got to discern those messages and not be deceived that nothing wasn't said to you. You are being tailor-made to wear wisdom properly.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
Yes.
I receive.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I receive.
Teaching in the spirit is a carving knife.
Yes, sir.
It's cutting off and shaping.
Come on. Yes, sir. All right. Teach us.
You not to ever believe you can't have what God put on your heart.
Yes, sir.
Got it? You, oh, yeah, you can have it. Is it? Do it exist?
Yes.
Yeah, you can have it.
Yes, sir. Yes, that's right. Receive it. Yes, Dad.
That's why you're here.
Yes, sir.
I'm not really here to see you. You're not here, really here to see me. We're here to see God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I know that. I ain't no fool. That's what we're here. We're here to hear from God. We're here to get divine instruction for our next move.
Yes, sir.
You understand me?
Yes, right.
So we cannot,
yes, sir,
and we will not,
yes,
fail.
Yes, sir. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah.
You understand me?
Yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir. Oh, glory.
We're not here to hear no song. We're not here to hear no sermon. We're here to hear truth that set us free.
Yes, sir.
There's freedom in the word.
Yes.
When the word is rightly divided, it's freedom. I will not permit you,
yes,
as your pastor, to take the shape of the world.
You're right.
Amen. The world is out of shape.
Right. Yes, sir.
You're designed to live a mind-blowing life.
Yes, sir.
Even blow your own mind. And that's what wisdom will do. Wisdom will make you not know yourself. You have to know God did it. You know what I said? Wisdom will make you not know yourself. You look in the mirror and say, who is this? God got in on it. And start changing and arranging things for you. Come on, let me talk with you. Changing and arranging things for you. I see it happening. You accept it? Listen, you need to hear this. You are high class people. You're not a low class people. You're high class. Come on, man, you ought to enjoy that. You're high class. The Spirit of God, tell them that because of they're in my class, they are high class. All right, sit down. Let's squeeze it out. You got your shouting clothes on? Y'all don't always wear your shouting clothes when you come to church, you know. Amen. Amen. The grace and the glory of the cross will cause you to stand out and stand up, even in a time of trouble. Stand out and stand up. That's what wisdom will do for you, even in a time of trouble. In other words, you will have the ability and the audacity to be the same way when things going good and when things look like, when things like, y'all didn't hear that. Yeah, you have the ability to be the same way when things going good or when things, watch what I say, when things seem like they going bad. You ain't going to let it go bad. Why? Because things can't go bad on me. Because I'm carrying the wisdom of God. I know how to change that what's not going the right way.
All right.
Anybody be in help?
Yes, sir.
See, in this church, what's happening in this church? We're standing on a maturity line.
Yeah, right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Time has come.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. We're standing on a maturity line where you'll be different than the normal person. Everybody on the ship was nervous but Jesus. Why? He was packing the wisdom of God. The storm was raging. All the disciples was nervous. Jesus got up calm and said, what's going on? What's up? Look at 1 Corinthians 1:30. Right quick. 1 Corinthians 1:30. When you get on a ship, look like it's not acting right, let me show you what you need to be doing. Now, I'm going to take you to school now. We're finna go to school y'all now. Because I'm about to say something. Now, before you read that, I want you to turn to Luke 1:40. I'm going to walk you through this. Because y'all might think I'm playing here. I'm not playing with you. Listen. Give me Luke 1:40. That's not the scripture I'm looking for. Luke 2:40.
Oh, okay.
Now watch this now. Watch this. I'm about to put you in the same class with Jesus.
All right. Thank you.
I'm about to put you in the same wisdom that Jesus had.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, you had that saying from years back, what would Jesus do?
Yes,
now we're going to make it a reality.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
See, because what would Jesus do was a statement of wisdom.
Yes, sir.
What would Jesus do out of his wisdom?
Thank you, Lord.
So Jesus in the gospel kept blowing everybody's mind.
Right.
They thought they should do it one way.
Right.
They thought they needed to go find a baker shop.
Right.
Jesus said, no, I'm the baker shop. 6th chapter of John, the bread just started coming down. You remember that?
Yes,
huh? And then Jesus proves his wisdom in Luke chapter 5 when professional fishermen couldn't catch fish. Jesus had the wisdom to know where the fish was. That's you, baby. Excuse my expression, but that's you. You should know where it is. You should know how to get your hand on it. You should know how to help somebody else. See? You're not just a church-going person. The people who go on to the barroom this morning and you come to church shouldn't be up with you. The people who went on a picnic this morning, went out to the casino this morning, they shouldn't be on the same level with you.
Thank you, Lord.
We've been conditioned not to understand our heritage. You are the inheritor of the wisdom of God. The wisdom of Jesus belongs to you. You can make decisions that is not in the regular book of life.
Thank you, Lord.
You have divine substance.
Thank you, Lord.
Running around in you.
Thank you, Lord.
Trying to find an exit.
Thank you, Lord.
To make your life different.
I receive it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Wisdom is a supernatural substance in you that have divine steps for you to take. To put you in another class, another category, another victory, another win. There's another chance for God to show himself strong. You've touched the wrong person. Every time they touch Jesus, they recognize you've touched the wrong person. We're supposed to be living just like Jesus.
Yes.
What I say?
We're supposed to be living just like Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
We have to get regular church off our mind.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord.
You can't reign in religion.
No.
You reign in revelation.
Thank you.
And revelation is raining.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm talking about water now.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord.
Notice now. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit. Think about extra in spirit.
Yes,
waxed strong in spirit, filled, talking about Jesus, with what?
Wisdom.
And the grace of God was upon him because wisdom and grace run in the same, same crowd.
Thank you, Lord.
All right, go to the 52, Luke 2:52 now, because I'm going to explain 1 Corinthians 1:30 from that.
Thank you, Lord.
That is again now. And Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Increase.
Yes, sir.
If Jesus needed to increase, I need. Now, the wisdom already was there. He was just taking it in.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Wait a minute. Now, the wisdom was already there. Thank you, sir. Now, the wisdom was already there. He was just constantly taking it in.
Yes, sir. Got you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Meaning, you never have all of the wisdom that God wants you to have.
Thank you, Lord.
But it's always available. Talk to me, somebody. So the biggest adversity you get in your life, don't run. Don't panic. Stand still. The wisdom right there to tell you how to handle the scenario. And then once you handle it, you're not on that level no more. See, once you handle an adversity on one level with wisdom, all the adversities on that level is gone. Because the enemy know you have increased to that level of wisdom. Wave a finger at me.
Hallelujah.
I want to know if you're getting it. See. All of your adversity. All of your disadvantages. They are for the glory of God. Everything you're dealing with right now is for the glory of God. What is the glory of God? Let me bring you out of it. Let me show you how to handle it. Nobody in jail up in here. Everybody free. The wisdom of God was designed to make you a winner all the time. Looking like you can't handle it, you should say, wisdom, where are you?
Wisdom, where are you? Yes, indeed.
You're supposed to be with me day and night. Where are you? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Show me how to roll through this thing. Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Whatever you're dealing with now, let me repeat it, but the Holy Spirit pressed me. That is not conducive to the good life. It's for the glory of God.
Thank you. Thank you.
Whatever the adversary sent at you,
thank you, Lord.
It end up being for the glory of God.
Glory to God.
He's going to send it at you anyway.
Glory to God.
But the glory of God going to change it.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
To let him know you don't know who you're messing with. Because when you mess with her, you're messing with me. She mine.
Oh, yes, sir.
Take your hand off her.
Oh, yes.
Take your hand off her.
Yes,
take your hand off her.
Oh, yes.
Take your hand off her.
That's right. That's right.
Take your hand off her.
Yes.
Take your hand off her.
Yes.
Matter of fact, take your stinky hand off of her.
Yes. Glory to God. Glory.
She is wet with my perfume.
Yes.
I wish I had a praying church in here this morning. I wish I had a church in here ready to shout.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Glory to you.
I wish I had somebody can tell a person three times I'm out and shout.
I'm out.
Now shout. Now shout. Shout for God of goodness. 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 Here's what the Spirit of God, here's what the Spirit of God, maybe I can preach it sometime, but here's what he's saying now. Maybe I can preach it sometime. I'll come back and further develop this, but I heard it. I heard it, and I think it's gonna be crisp when I say it to you. That you'll never forget it. I am a wisdom operator. In other words, I operate in wisdom. All the time.
All the
time.
I'm a wisdom operator.
I'm a wisdom operator.
See? I operate in wisdom.
I operate wisdom.
I operate wisdom. For the kingdom.
For the kingdom.
Thank you, Jesus.
Got it? He's saying Jesus increased in wisdom. And stature and in favor with God and man. See, wisdom, your stature increase. And grace and glory and favor follow wisdom.
Yes.
You can't have wisdom without glory.
Yes, sir.
You can't have wisdom without understanding. They run together.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Now, go to 1 Corinthians 1:30. I just introduce you to yourself. I said, I just introduce you to yourself.
That's right.
Why? When you're introduced to any revelation about Jesus, you're actually being introduced to yourself. Oh, my. When you're introduced to any revelation about Jesus, or when you're introduced to any ability of Jesus, or when you're introduced to any wisdom of Jesus, you are being introduced to yourself. Whatever he did, I can do. That's Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ. Now look at this. You got to get this 30th verse here. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus. Wait a minute now. Why? Who of God is made unto us wisdom. Jesus is made wisdom unto us. The same wisdom you're reading about in Proverbs 4, the same wisdom in Luke 2:40 and Luke 2:52 is the same wisdom that you have. All right, sit down. Let's go a little further. Sit down. Massive abundance follows wisdom. As its leader, looking for someone who is wise enough to handle it. Massive, come on now, class. Come on, say it. Y'all say it. Y'all see it on the board. Say it. Come on, read it again. Say it, read it again. Massive abundance, massive abundance in everything. Church, we've been living below our means. Massive abundance, not just abundance, massive. Now, say it, massive abundance is mine right now because I'm living in the wisdom of God. Massive abundance of joy, peace, love, happiness, money, gold, silver, health. This massive, long life, massive abundance. I'm living a massive abundant life because I'm a child of the living God. I won't accept a little bit no more. Everything in my life is multiplying right now. I would not leave this church the same today. I'm putting wisdom fuel in my tank. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
You with me?
Yes, sir. Whew.
I feel it.
Yes, sir. Woo.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. We can't keep hearing the same thing and expect to go to another level. Revelation got to increase if you're going to mature.
Yes,
if you're going to be complete, or if you're going to become perfect.
Thank you.
You're going to have to go further.
Thank you, Lord.
You hear me? Don't ever think pastor's trying to hurt you. Don't ever think the man of God trying to take you down the wrong road. Don't ever think I'm trying to make fun at you. I'm trying to get you somewhere. I know I'm doing good, but I'm just going to say this. The sickest person dying. Stay home when you teach on health. People who can't even walk get angry because of the truth.
Lord Jesus.
If you're eating wrong, you're just eating wrong. You can go and eat wrong if you want, but you need to know you're eating wrong.
Yeah.
Maybe someday. You can't handle the truth. It is the truth. Not only being set free, you can't handle the truth. That's why you can't be free.
That's right.
Wow.
Sit down a moment. I'm a close. I'm supposed to be an example for you. I'm holy, I'm sanctified, I'm happy, I'm a family man, my family's intact, my money intact, my body intact, my mind intact, my wisdom intact. What more you want? Nobody can call you and say your pastor whoring down the street running around with some woman. No, they'll never call you. And when they call you, tell them you're a flat lie. Then ride to my house and see them home. Y'all don't belong to Mount Nebo down the street. You belong to Word of Life Christian Center. You don't belong to Mount Nebo. You belong to Word of Life Christian Center. I'm going to move you. I'm a mover and a pusher. And the push don't work, I'm going to share of you. You don't supposed to know what I'm going to come up with. If that you be in my place. God determine what I preach you. Sit down for a minute. Let me give you a little more. Your time has come to flourish, stand up and be counted. Your time has come to flourish. Say it, my time has come
to stand up
and be counted.
My time has come
to flourish.
Stand up
and be counted. Who is that man? Who is his God? Who is that woman? Who is her God? I want to know her God. Revelation acted upon make the invisible become visible. Yes, write that down.
Yes, sir.
Revelation, sit down. Revelation acted upon makes the invisible become visible. Revelation take you into another world of substance that manifests in your world. And many times you don't know how you got it. But by the same token, you know it's yours. I feel a density of the Holy Ghost in here. You ready for the next statement?
Yes, sir.
I'm preaching that wisdom is the principal thing, right?
Yes, sir.
And try to get you in the rhythm of wisdom, right? You will never be moved from the victorious, abundant circle again. Victoria, I like that. Victoria abundance. Victorious abundance. That's a powerful, victorious abundance. In other words, in abundance, but have the victory at the same time. Wow. Victorious abundance. I'm almost through. I'm with you. I got a human body too. We can take so much at one time. I understand that. If I haven't got your problem yet, I'm about to get it right now. I've said some pretty powerful things by the Holy Ghost, but I'm about to get every problem right now. I'm about to make a statement to you about wisdom that's going to knock everything out of your life that shouldn't be in there. You ready for it? Here we go. Wisdom never has to compromise. Why? Because wisdom always conquers in every case. Y'all receive that?
Yes, sir.
My goodness. My goodness. Let me try to move in a little bit right here for these 5 minutes. I never finish, you know. Let me go back and read three things to you that I didn't read earlier that I should have read to fortify you in what you heard. I feel the Holy Ghost, Jane. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. My love for God, people. I've experienced so many things from God, spending time with Him. And I come and try to share with God's people that they know how important it is, that they understand what God is saying to them. You've got to get this. You can't keep accepting normal.
Yes, sir.
You can't keep running with people who don't want to move. All they want to do is gossip and gossip and talk about other people. You can't be hanging with those people. They're holding you down. They'll wait. Let us lay aside every weight. Man, I want you to write these things down. If one learned this lesson, your life will never miss a beat again. If one learned this lesson, your life will never miss a beat again. Just like your heart. You don't want your heart to miss no beat, right? Well, your life is based on the rhythm of wisdom. Your life has to flow like a good heart.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Never miss a beat.
Right. Yes, sir.
Say it, never miss a beat.
Never miss a beat.
Listen, I want you to write this down. Wisdom insight and wisdom foresight is a mighty compass from God for divine direction.
Wow. That's good.
How many see it?
Yes, sir.
Wisdom insight. That's seeing the invisible.
Right.
That's seeing the impossible
mm-hmm.
become possible.
Right.
That's seeing the invisible
yeah.
become invisible.
Yes,
yeah.
And demonstration.
Yes,
and creation.
Yes,
revelation, manifestation, demonstration, creation belong to the person who walk in wisdom.
Yes, sir.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Are y'all taking this in?
Yes, sir.
Everything you're dealing with, there's always a revelation. There's always a manifestation. There's always a demonstration. If not so, it's always a creation. You can create it. Your words create things. Call things that be not as though they were. Verily, verily, I said, whosoever shall say, by thy word you're justified. By your word you're condemned. You're not alone. Maybe nobody calling you. Nobody invited you to lunch. And maybe you got to go to your cabin by yourself. But remember, Colossina, you're never alone. When you're going through your hardest trial, tears coming down your eyes, remember, you're not alone. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Maturity. Maturity in the spirit. Not maturity in the flesh. Not being a grown up. It's growing up. So you never become a grown up in the spirit. You're always growing up. And of course, you want maturity. You want things to matter to you what God says. You want God to function through your life. You want God functioning in your life. You want to live a supreme life. You want to live a dream life. I'm driving my dream. I'm living in my dream house. I got my dream wife. I'm living a dream. This book did it. I done married the wrong woman. God picked my wife out, called her name, and said, go ahead and tell her, ask her to marry you. God picked my wife up. God picked the land out where my house built right now. Showed a Baptist deacon how the house should look. His name, Ashiel Clark. Showed him the chandelier and everything in the house. And my wife already had it, the image in her spirit, because God showed it to her. She showed her Barnell, and Martha house. Used to be members here. It was a nice house. It was a smaller side. And the Lord said, no, that's not yours. That's Barnell and Martha. Let me show you yours. Took her to the same house the Baptist deacon saw. When Dan and Debbie, members here now, told us about a builder that built exotic houses. We went to his office. We sat down and saw the house on his wall. Wait a minute. The very house we wanted to build was on his wall. Wait a minute. He come in and we asked him, who house that is? He said, that's mine. Come on, I'm going to show it to you. Wow. So we had a chance to walk in the house. Come on, y'all want y'all to hear me? To walk in the house, to see the house before the house was built. Is that a coincidence? No. When I walked on the land, Odessa, we didn't have no money. I'm telling you about the wisdom of God. We had no money. When I walked on the land where my house built now, when I walked on the land, I had no money. The man showed me some lot in the back. I said, no, I've been in the back all my life. Take me up. You got anything up to the front? Then your cheeky broke. Take me to the front. But I know the Lord has been raining. My wife stayed in the car. It was raining and cold. I put my big coat on him and me and the man. And then called a man on a Sunday. He said, I'll be right there. He's a multi-millionaire. Labrador. I called him. He said, I'm coming right now, Mr. Tom. On a Sunday. We walked the land. Got to this spot. We walked the land. He said, I have two lots right here. So he's showing me one lot. I turned to him and said, I'll take both. I ain't got a quarter now. You don't need to know how if God leading you. When God leads you, just go to the spot. Act like you got it. He thought I had the money in my pocket. I said, I'll take these two. But bold enough, I'll take these two. Now, why would I take two? I only want to be in one house. I found out that after the year, one lot wasn't in God's plan. One lot couldn't hold a house he had me to build. So ahead of time, God did it. It's following the wisdom of God. Something else I want to tell you about this wisdom. Built the house. It covered both of the lot. It's paid for. Then my neighbor come. I'm sitting on the porch. He said, I come and tell you, Reverend. He actually was losing the house. He said, I'm about to let this house go. He said, I want to tell you first. That's the house right next to mine. He said, I want to tell you first. I said, okay, I'll look into it. So I called Naj. Naj looked into it. Give me some figure. I said, all right, I'll take it. I don't know how much. I gave him $5,000. I gave him $5,000 for telling me. Glory. See, the deal is not good unless you make the other man happy. Right. Now, that's where my guest house sit. So I got men come from all over the world, men and women, to be at the guest house. So now all three of the lots. It's something else I want. It's something else I want to tell you. Something slipped me. I need to get it back. It's something else I want to tell you. Yes, thank you, honey. I'm sitting on my porch of my beautiful home. Oh, it's a beauty. If you haven't seen it, you sure robbing yourself. If you don't want to see it, you're worse off. I'm sitting on the porch, and this woman just driving the yard. I haven't seen her in 15 years. Hey, Reb, how you doing? I just hop out and holler at you. I say, I need a fence. But I don't see no fence in the subdivision. So I talked to Terrell. Terrell, my right-hand man, my nephew. I said, Terrell, go check with the city and see if there's any way we can build a fence around this house. When they instituted the subdivision, it's in the covenant. When they instituted the subdivision, they say if a person have two lots, they can build a fence around it. If you don't believe me, ride through my subdivision and see who else got a fence. God put that in there years. I'm trying to tell you what God got you set up. God got some things set up for you. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to close. But God got some things already set up for you, but you can't be afraid. Do what he tell you to do. Keep on telling you. My brother Roy there. Second to the oldest brother. He's my oldest brother. Now my other brother going home. Living down there where I used to live in Geismar. Had a nice house. Him and I both tried the impossible because God wouldn't let us. We tried to build in Geismar. They're building garbage across the street, all kind of old stuff across the street. And your house would lose value. So God wouldn't let me build. He wouldn't give me the money. He wouldn't let Roy build either. I give Roy a piece of land. I said, well, go ahead and build, man. He wouldn't give Roy the money either. So Roy said, Roy, look. So Roy come up on this same man who walked on that land with me. And Roy saw a spot he lacked. And he told Roy, you know, he couldn't have that spot. He's saving it for his children. Then he asked, Roy told him, I told him Roy some kind of way. I might not get it all right, but he bought a quinter. Roy said, you know, Reverend Thompson, my brother. He said, is it Reverend Thompson, your brother? He said, yeah. He said, I'm going to let you have it. Don't tell me connection. Yeah. Don't mean nothing, man. Yeah. I knew Roy needed some money, but I wouldn't give it to him. I wanted him to know what I know. that you don't need man or beast. When God puts something in your life, God gonna work it out for you. That Roy Booty right there, he worked it out. I didn't have to give him nothing. He worked it out, but I owe you $500. Now your boy's dead. Give him $500. God worked it out for him. You got $500 in your boy? I got $500 in my pocket. I'm gonna get it done. So I've told you two things. If you're not there yet, if you're connected to somebody already there, oh man. You see, that's why John 15, 1 so important. Connection. I submit to you, Roy is and Bernice are in a palatial home now because of connection and respect and honor. They always honored me, even though I'm a younger brother, but he always honored me, his wife. Bernice called Carolyn Miss Carolyn. Been doing it. Miss Carolyn? Miss Bernice, she's older than Carolyn. But it's a respect and honor. So as we go, they go. I'm about to hurt somebody's feeling in here now. I came in the morning in a lineup of three black Mercedes and a white Mercedes was behind me. That was a black Mercedes went through the gate, another black Mercedes, I mean a black Mercedes, I came through the gate. Then I look in my mirror, like the Lord was trying to tell me something. There was a white Mercedes behind me. Somebody learning something. Ain't nothing wrong with a Mercedes, you know. Bernice got one. She only got a new house. Denise got one. They ain't came here with no Mercedes. Eugene came here hitchhiking. Barely making it. But now he's a company owner. But he have a non-quitting attitude. He can take a whooping. When I challenge him, it make him stronger. Everybody stand up. I'm never challenging you to tear you down. I'm challenging you to bring you up. Lift your hand to God. Thank you for what you heard. There's more. There's always more.